About an hour and a half ago in Muse and the News, Gordo delivered the Jerry Falwell Jr. story. He was accused of sitting in a papasan watching his wife and a pool boy have sex multiple times while wearing nothing but dress socks. Well, somebody that we know very well wanted to talk about this oh-so-serious news story. So let's welcome into the Musers Bunker the generic youth minister. Hey, come on in.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm just really pumped for the Lord. That's
well,
what
that's good.
Awesome.
I tell you what, I'm just, what's going on right now in these news stories that are like coming out about Jerry Falwell Jr. just got me so disturbed.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, I wish I wasn't coming by here today to talk to y'all about all this because I'm just so disturbed by these details.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I got to get real.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to
get real with us here.
Look, I know there are some people who will say that this is a free country and people should be free to explore any sexual scenario that they come up with and that it's totally okay for the president of a Christian university to lead a prayer service on Wednesday and then watch another man plunger his wife's front toilet on a Saturday. But I'm not one of them.
Okay.
George, are you? Do you support
this? Of course not. No.
George?
No, I don't support
that. We have found out way too much about Jerry Falwell Jr. And, you know, I was listening to Bob yesterday on, like, The Hardline or something.
Yeah, that's
it.
I can't remember which show he's
on right now. But I was listening to Bob defend Jerry Falwell Jr. and say that all this was okay.
Oh, really?
Oh, he was praising.
He was clapping,
going, yeah, you go, girl, go. And I was like, well, Bob, what has happened to you?
Bob wouldn't do that.
Obviously, Jerry Falwell Jr. sitting in the shadowy corner of a room, spread eagle on a papasan, wearing only dress socks, and alternately tugging on a mixed drink and tugging on a semi while watching his wife make horse noises as the pool boy's behaving like a canine with her, tidal waving her rump while reaching around thumbing the lima bean.
Generic youth minister. You don't have to be that graphic about
Mr.
that.
Mr. Generic that youth
okay.
minister.
Hey, that all right there, that was a quote from Bob Sturm. He's the one who said that. I was reading a transcript
all this on Bob.
Then. You know, and Bob was saying, who are we to judge? Well, I tell you who we are. People who take the Bible seriously.
Okay,
that's who we are.
Yeah, there you go.
So you're just basically going on a rant against Bob right now.
Yes. And his ilk. Bob and his ilk. Yes. We need to take the Bible seriously. The Bible says we should honor our spouses and be faithful to them. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I don't think Jesus would say that it's necessarily honoring your spouse by having him watch you get your cervix knocked into your heart lining by a pool boy.
Mr. Generic Youth Minister.
You don't have to be so graphic.
I mean,
we know what the story is.
George, take a second to think about it. Just think about it. You think this is okay?
I'm thinking about
it right now.
George,
do you think it's okay?
Well, no, I said earlier, I'm just telling him he doesn't have to be this graphic about it.
You are defending it.
Yeah, you're defending it.
What?
I'm trying to defend Bob.
George, you think that they... Because they have kids. They have kids.
I know they have kids.
You think their kids want to know that daddy likes making his privates vomit while watching mommy have her oil changed by some fly-by-night Andrew Cunanan?
Stop it.
Mr.
Never heard you talk
minister.
Like this before.
I don't think so.
You direct youth at a church,
that
sir.
That is a mental image they will never get rid of. I mean, every Christmas when your mom gives you a gift, you got to wonder if the last gift mommy gave daddy was letting him watch her wear her ankles as earrings while some gym rat's dripping sweat into her eyes while he's doing the caterpillar on top.
All right.
While maintaining uncomfortable eye contact with dad.
You have thought
way too much about this.
Come on! George, I demand better of you as my sports talk show host.
I demand better of you than just being so graphic about this.
Well, look, I am inviting you, George. Please come to my church where you can get a little God in your life.
Yeah, George, you need that.
Stop defending this.
Yes.
You and Bob Stern both need to quit defending this man.
Neither is Bob. Stop bringing Bob into this.
I am out of here.
Boy, okay. I have never seen him that
Mad.
Worked up.
It's always so pleasant. Here he just rips on Bob for 5 minutes, and then he turns on me.
Yeah, well, you guys need to stop defending
Yeah, I guess we should stop defending it.